At Beck's Harvest House on Green Bluff, north of Spokane, Karen Hardy is giving a visitor a ride in a buggy pulled by two large black workhorses, Buddy and Curly. It's a Sunday morning, and the orchard is packed with visitors.
Buddy. Thank you. Up, go, Curly. Go with him.
Hardy is the head teamster at the Rocking K Ranch in Deer Park. She trains the horses, cares for them, runs them at events like this. She and her team work weddings, hay rides, sleigh rides, and occasionally they do some field work.
But mostly these are just what I call city work horses. they give people the experience, which means they have to be trained for traffic and buses. And Buddy knows how to read stoplights, so you don't have to watch the traffic light. He watches the cross signal and sees it flashing. He knows when his light's going to change.
Hardy has horses and farming in her DNA. She grew up in a rural area south of Seattle and spent summers at a family farm in Kentucky. She left rural life for a while, worked in an airline for 20 years, and then came back to the farm. She and her husband leased a place in New Mexico.
And had horses and took people out in the desert and let them get their Roy Rogers on. So sunset rides all summer long, singing happy trails and watching the sunset in the desert.
They moved back to Washington and now live with their eight horses near Valley in Stevens County. It's a place where Republicans dominate the political landscape.
First pieces of mail we got at our house was our ballots. And I saw the ballots and there was only one name on them for every position. I was like, well, that doesn't fit with what I know about A, Washington State, and B, about democracy. And I thought, well, that's just not right. That's not, I want a choice.
So she and her family attended the local Democratic caucus in Chewila and found more people there than she expected to see.
There's a lot of people out here that are very like-minded, very progressively minded, very independent. Not necessarily Democrats, but definitely not conservatives.
When no one else stepped up to run for the Senate during this off-year special election, Hardy decided to throw in her cowboy hat. She says rural Northeast Washington has struggled economically while Republicans have represented the region in the legislature and Congress. She says the district needs someone more interested in working together to solve common problems than in following political ideology. And she says her job working with horses is good training for working with politicians.
I understand working with force and with energy, not against it. That I can't force these big horses to do anything. We have to agree on it, and we have to come to an understanding that we're going to do this together, because it's what's best for all of us. Kind of like working in the legislature.
Hardy says she would work with the district's local elected officials to prepare projects for the state's capital budget and improve the region's infrastructure, especially schools and hospitals. She says she would work with labor leaders to develop mobile apprenticeship centers to train people for industries that need workers. And she says she would push to preserve the money the state received from the federal government to expand subsidized health care in the state.
Between using the capital budget, protecting the health care market, and protecting those hospitals, that's a good first step at kickstarting the economy that hasn't recovered since 2007.
Hardy sees this election as a chance to get acquainted with the district's voters. If she doesn't win this year, and the August primary shows she has a long way to go, she plans to run again next year. I'm Doug Nadvornik on Green Bluff.